The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. At some point in their careers, many executives find themselves short of the power and influence they need to get their jobs done effectively. Fortunately, these problems can usually be remedied. How to build more personal power. File under Leading Your Team. It's a classic career management challenge, dealing with those times when the power we need is not the power we have. Jean-Louis Barceau and Cyril Bouquet, a senior research fellow and a professor of strategy, respectively, at IMD in Lausanne, Switzerland, call this the moment when we are a power deficient executive, or PDE. They say that it's a common ailment and a role that most executives will experience at some point in their careers. Reasons range from the demographic group an executive is in, to the level of his or her experience, to personality quirks. The good news, Barceau and Bouquet write, in How to Overcome a Power Deficit, in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review, is that deficits can almost always be overcome by following one of two basic strategies. Strategy 1, play the game. Barceau and Bouquet's research came in large part from coaching 179 executives who had experienced a power deficit at some point. What Barceau and Bouquet discovered is that executives' deficiencies fall into three major areas: legitimacy, critical resources, and networks. For PDEs who are not in the in-group, and whose lack of legitimacy may be based on an unproven track record or a perceived lack of commitment, one route Barceau and Bouquet recommend is exceeding the boss's expectations by managing up and focusing on that person's priorities. PDEs must uncover the boss's preferences, such as for email versus face-to-face discussions, brevity versus depth, levity versus seriousness, and adjust their communication styles accordingly, Barceau and Bouquet write. PDEs must also identify the main pressures and constraints weighing on the boss, as well as his or her goals and interests, so they can provide the kind of support that will help the boss succeed. PDEs who lack resources can play the game by accumulating social credits, write Barceau and Bouquet. PDEs can build their power bases by easing other people's burdens. If they become good at this, powerful people will come to see them as valuable allies. And PDEs who aren't part of key networks can wiggle their way in by cultivating senior mentors and by identifying critical movers and shakers. Often, one senior figure can be enough to change the perception, write Barceau and Bouquet. They cite the example of a Nestle employee who was put in charge of an organization-wide initiative, but only found traction after he identified a key opinion leader and got that leader to pilot the initiative in his region. Strategy 2. Change the game. On the other hand, executives who are struggling with issues of legitimacy, resources, or networks can try to redefine the expectations of their boss. That means using different tactics than those for simply playing the game. To change the game, a PDE struggling with legitimacy would work to reconfigure the initial job or create an entirely new job. A PDE struggling with resources would work to become a resource. And a PDE lacking in solid networks would not only reach up, but would reach out, building relationships across boundaries and performing matchmaking, instead of just becoming a central player in an existing network, write Barceau and Bouquet. An executive who wants to change the game would take a more radical approach and act as a link with other networks. In other words, to become a playmaker. This article is adapted from How to Overcome a Power Deficit, written by Jean-Louis Barceau and Cyril Bouquet, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review, and read by Matt Robert Williams. To read more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.